Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast where powerful women rise, lead, and own the room. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, fellow trailblazer, and unapologetic advocate for women in the world of business. With over 30 years of experience building success in a male-dominant industry, I'm here to empower you to do the same. Each week, you'll hear bold conversations with inspiring guests who embody strength, resilience, a little dash of sass, and a little bit of grace. Together, we'll challenge the status quo, break through barriers, unlock your confidence, and unleash your inner superhero. You ready? Let's go. Hello, and welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast that fiercely empowers women to step into command presence, own their role, and lead like the strong, capable women that they are. I'm your host, Kimberly Borgens, and today I am sharing with you about command presence, mastering command presence, a guide for women in business. And we're going to be talking about why it is that command presence is important. How can you own the room, boost productivity, and set boundaries like a boss? So we're going to go ahead and get started today. Like I said, I'm going to be sharing with you today. So I'm Kimberly Borgens, and I and the host here of Superheroes in Heels. And I really want to talk to you about command presence, because I think that a lot of people don't really understand what that means. And it's a military term. It's used with the military, firefighters. It's used in law enforcement. I learned it when I went to the police academy. But I want to share with you, how can you use this in business and get the upper edge? So command presence is kind of like that magical blend of confidence, authority, and authenticity. And it makes people kind of sit up and take notice when you're around and you're standing in that space. For women in business and entrepreneurship, it's an essential strategy, right, that can revolutionize the way that you lead, the way that you communicate, and how you build boundaries, okay, even with yourself. You know, what does that really look like, and how can it be harnessed in a way to kind of like turbocharge productivity, create your success strategy even a little bit better? So I wanted to break that down into kind of like some little bite-sized nuggets for you. You know, I'm going to add a little dash of sass, of course, because those of you who know me know that I just have a little bit of sass behind me. Okay. I like to have fun in business, but I'm also kind of like, all right, let's get this done. You know, and look, I'll just be honest with you here. I'm an introvert to the core. Okay. Give me a good book that I can read on the weekend and nobody bug me. I can recharge and get going again. So just know that you can be an introvert. You can be an extrovert. You can be somewhere in between. Okay, I think they call that an omnivert. I don't know. Anyway, you can have authority and still be an introvert. So my introverts listening, I'm telling you, pay attention to this, okay? My extroverts, sometimes you got to tone down what you're saying, course correct it and get it on focus. But it's all good. This works for everyone who's willing to take advantage of it. So, you know, really, what does, you know, command presence look like? Think of command presence as the ability to walk into a room and instantly own it, but not in an intimidating way. All right. Like we know when police officers walk into a room and they're in a huff, you know, they own it and it's very intimidating. Okay. Military shows up in force, right? It's intimidating. Right. What I'm saying to you is you don't have to be intimidating to have command presence. What you can do is exude confidence, right? Have clarity and be there on purpose. For women, it often means like standing tall, speaking with conviction, and projecting an aura of self-assuredness. Like, I know my worth and I'm here to make things happen. Right? But here's the thing, right? Many of us women have a tendency of not knowing our worth. So think about Princess Kate Middleton, right? Any room she walks into, everybody wants her attention, right? She's cute. She's got style. She has attitude. She is royalty, right? Now, look, I know I'm not a popular princess, but I am the daughter of a king, so I can stand in that, and so can you, right? But you must know your worth when you're out and about, when you're ready to have that space out in the world. It's important. Now, I'm not saying, it's easy to know your worth. Sometimes we don't feel that way, but let me tell you quickly about a story that solved it for me. So we were in business. My husband and I were in business for, several years. And by this time we had 4 kids and my husband decided that we needed life insurance. I'm like, okay, no problem. Let's go get some life insurance. So we had the meeting with the insurance agent. Pardon me. And my husband tells me that he needs a $1 million policy. That's what he tells the insurance agent. I need a $1 million policy. And the insurance agent is, okay, no problem. And I'm like, I'm over here. Yeah, $25,000 is plenty. And the agent says, okay, I can do that. And my husband's like, whoa, hold on. Are you kidding me? I just looked at him. I'm like, what's your problem? He said, look, do you know how much money it would take for me to replace you? I'm looking a little dumbfounded. I'm like, no, like what? He said, I'd have to hire someone to do your job at the office. Then I'd have to hire a cook and a maid and a nanny. I'd have to hire everybody to replace all the things that you're currently doing. We need to double what I'm buying you for than what I'm buying for me, right? And I was like, what? Like, it really just kind of hit home. Like, he really saw my value in that moment and he expressed it in such a way that I got it, right? So that day we both got $1 million policies. But for men, they instantly decide their worth. And for women, we often downplay our value. And we need to stop doing that, okay? So whether you have a $1 million life insurance policy or not, when you walk into the room, you need to act like you do. Think about that. That's the level of command presence that I want you to play at. So let me describe a little bit of some of the ways that it looks like, right? Command presence. How do you know when somebody is standing in command presence? Well, they have this calm confidence. They're not flustered. There's no rush. Their composure is good. There's no pressure. They're just kind of poised, right? They demonstrate this self-assuredness without arrogance, right? But it's backed with preparation and expertise. You got to know your stuff. And the reason that they have that calm confidence is because they know what their business is, they know what their prices are, and they know how they're going to put it out to the world. Doesn't mean that you're not going to stumble over your words every now and again, right? It just means that you know it. And if you don't know it, you better know it before you walk in the room. So take half an hour before you go somewhere and get clear. Oh, and ladies, look, we have this free pass. We can change our mind anytime. That's what the men tell us, right? So get clear for today. And then tomorrow, if you need to make adjustments, then do it and get clear for tomorrow, right? But be clear, know what you do, what you offer, right? And then you can walk in the room with calm confidence. How about empowered speech? That's what command presence looks like. Choosing your words that are direct, that are impactful, and unapologetic. Like communicating ideas and decisions clearly and persuasively without yelling at people, without making them feel like they have to do it because you said so, right? They want to do it because it just sounds so like clear and concise and you know your stuff, right? So having empowered speech when you're talking, doing it in such a way that encourages and empowers, don't talk about the stuff that's not necessary, okay? Go to your girlfriends for the whining and complaining. Don't do that when you're out there being a boss lady. How about the nonverbal cues, right? Make eye contact, have a steady posture, make purposeful movements. You know, I do this networking this training on networking with a private investigative perspective, right? And we talk about mirroring other people, but not in such a way that we're doing exactly what they're doing, but nonverbal cues is if you kind of move your body in with the person that you're talking to, then it helps to create trust faster, right? So this could be a nonverbal cue, but make eye contact, have steady posture, move with purpose, right? And focus on what you're trying to build there. Look, command presence includes empathy. Understanding and addressing the needs and concerns of others, building relational trust with people. Look, you don't have to agree with everybody's philosophy, but you can have enough empathy to understand where they're coming from. In this day and age, especially on social, it's, oh, I don't like what you have to say, so I'm out of here. Well, come on, people. People haven't liked what people had to say for millions of years. Okay, not millions. We haven't been around that long. I'm a little exaggerating right there. But still, it's like, come on, it's been going on for thousands of years, right? So people didn't like what, you know, the whole premise of Jesus being, you know, the Son of God and crucified him because they didn't believe in his, what he has to say. Was he right? You know, were they right? Were they wrong? That's not for you to decide, but you can have empathy in that. How about integrity? You know, exhibiting honesty and consistency, right? Both of those things reinforce credibility. Authenticity. Look, here's the deal. You have to embrace who you are. If you're loud, be loud, okay? If you're quiet, be quiet, but do it in such a way Do it in such a way that shows people that you're not playing. Okay. So you have to embrace who you are 100%. That's authenticity, quirks and all. All right. I have to embrace the fact that every now and then I cough when I'm talking. All right. It's just what is. All right. So quirks and all, without needing to fit into somebody else's mold. Look, I remember growing up, like, we were taught in school, you have to fit in this kind of a mold. You have to do this and you have to do it this way. And this is the only way to get right answers. And no, yeah, even though you got the right answer, you didn't use the right method, right? Like all of that stuff. But guess what, ladies and gentlemen, we're not in school anymore. We're adults making these decisions, having to course correct, having to create the strategies that we need in our businesses. Right? We do not have to fit into a mold anymore. That mold was meant to guide you, to move you forward so that you could create critical thinking and doing the things that is meant for you to do. Right? You're done. You're past that stage. Okay? We got to break some of those old belief systems and old rules up to embrace the fact that you are powerful. You do have command presence, right? And all you have to do is just let people see it. You can focus, stay true to what your objectives are and guiding others effectively towards shared goals. That's what we're meant to do. That's what it looks like when we're out there exuding command presence, right? And if you don't have goals and you're stuck in like, oh, I don't like to make goals because they're so rigid and, you know, I'm a business owner and I have the freedom to do whatever I want. Okay, God bless you. Good luck. Okay. Look, if you don't know where you're going, if you're not willing to set the goals, it doesn't mean that you have to be so rigid. It just means that you have to know where you are going, right? I was talking about being prepared and have expertise that creates calm confidence. Well, in business, you have to know where you're going. You have to prepare for the future, right? And then you have to build your expertise to get you to that future space. Okay, I'm going to slow down, take a deep breath. Like, I just want women to understand that. You know, it's okay to have freedom in business and do whatever it is that you want. But if you don't have a plan or your strategy, how do you ever expect to be successful? Right? Look, command presence isn't about looking like a boss. It's about being one, right? A boss knows the vision of the future. When women use it effectively, look, they can increase productivity, establish authority, and create clarity, which keeps their teams motivated, right? And focused. And your team might not be people that you hire. Your team could be, you know, the virtual assistant that you have, an intern that you bring in, the teenager that's helping you out. I don't care. Your kids in the business, right? But you can increase productivity in the office. Look, I have employees. I currently have about 70 employees. And in my office, one of the gals, she says that my husband, who's my business partner, is her favorite boss, right? Look, here I am as the CEO of the company, and I have no desire to play favorites. I don't. But I promise you, she gets things done when I ask, even if I'm not her favorite boss. I don't have to be favorites of everybody, okay? But command presence isn't about looking like the boss is being one. Set boundaries. Command presence helps to draw the line with your colleagues. It helps to draw the line with your clients and even with yourself, right? If you're not setting boundaries for yourself, right, that's a whole different story. But ensuring that energy isn't wasted on unproductive tasks or even toxic dynamics. Let me explain something to you real quick. I had this employee who came into my office, and she came in to tell me and file a complaint against another employee. She said, look, he came out, he's telling me that I have to do this, I have to do that. That's not how I was, you know, told to do that to begin with. Like, I didn't like his attitude. Like she was just going on and on and on, right? And she was like, I don't like this, and like, I don't like that, and like, I don't like this. She just, look, she reamed this guy up one side and down the other. She cussed him out, she cussed about him. She said he's this terrible person, and psh, man, she put him through the ringer. And I just stopped, and I just listened, and I heard her. And then when she was done, I said to her, okay, so can we get clear on what it is that you need to do out at the job site? And she said, yes. So when he said this, can you see that this is what he was talking about? And this is what you need to do at your job site. And she said, yes. And I said, okay. And when he said this, can you see how that's important for the client? And she's like, yes. And I said, okay. So we went through all the details. And at the end, I said to her, so can we move forward from here? And she said, yes. I'm like, do you understand now what your job is out at that location? And she said, yes. She left. She was feeling good. She, you know, she's all ready to go back and do her job. She took her energy off the guy and everything else. And about 2 weeks later, she came into my office and she wanted to talk to me. And she's like, can I come in? I said, sure. She said, you didn't tell me. I said, tell you what? She said, you didn't tell me that you were married to him. And I was like, did I need to? She said, yeah, but you let me cuss up one side down the other with him. And I said, yes, you did. And she said, if that were my man, I would have kicked your butt. She said something different, but I'm going to keep it clean. And I said, okay. And she said, so why'd you let me do that? I said, just because it's your opinion does not mean that it has to be my opinion also. You understand what I'm saying is I'm not there putting out applications for friends. I have plenty of friends. When I hire people, I have boundaries. I don't have to defend what he did. I can go and talk to him later and say, hey, let me hear your side, right? But what I can do is get the person back on track, give them the boundaries that are necessary, and keep my own boundaries too as a boss lady, right? My husband and I will laugh about it. Sometimes because people's interpretation, right, is different than yours. But I set the boundaries. Look, we got to fulfill what the client needs. So she was ready to go out and fulfill what the client needs. I didn't have to tell her, like, don't talk about my men like that. I mean, doesn't mean I wasn't saying it internally, okay? But I didn't need to put that out there. I needed her to get back to work and do her job. You see my point here? So you got to set boundaries with yourself on what you're willing to do, what your focus is, where you need to increase that productivity, and then elevate your leadership. Like women entrepreneurs with command presence, we inspire trust and respect, making them better leaders and collaborators. I don't know about you, but I want to be with collaborators. I don't want to be with women who are catty and competitive and, you know, want to try to like knock me off a pedestal, right? But my team, they know. I want them to step up into leadership, And one of the ways I do that is if they're asking me a question, they're trying to solve something, I say, so if you were the boss, how would you handle this situation? And I listen. And then after I hear, knowing my experience, knowing what my vision and my goals are, I might offer them guidance to make sure that the right thing really does happen, right? My goal is to lead by example. And look, I don't micromanage. That is not something I choose to be an expert at. I am not good at it. You can ask my team. I do not try to micromanage. Look, I had one employee who is a manager, actually, who I was gone for a week because I was at a conference and I came back and they were upset with me because I didn't micromanage them. And she's like, well, you're not here to tell me what to do. And I'm like, wait, hold on. When I hired you, did you want me to hold your hand through everything that I hired you to do? And she said, well, yeah. And I said, well, I hired you because you were capable of doing that on your own. I said, and if you don't want to do that, that's fine. Then, you know, we can understand that. Let me tell you, she walked out of the office that day and never came back because she was upset because I wasn't willing to hold her hand through every step of the job that she was very capable of doing. She was just used to being in an environment where somebody micromanaged over her all the time. I don't want to micromanage. That is not my gifting, okay? And just so we're clear, it's not a gift. So don't do it, okay? I put the brakes on that micromanaging thing. But the thing was, is for her, it's what she was used to. It was her expectation. Well, I'm elevating leadership here. I'm holding people accountable. I'm holding them capable, right? I hire capable people. She just didn't want to have that authority. And that's okay. She went on, she moved to another job. She, you know, God bless her. I continue moving forward, right? So command presence, like I said, the best thing that you can do is that you can use it effectively, increase your productivity with it. You can set your boundaries with it. You can elevate leadership. So how can women specifically use command presence? Because this really is geared towards men, right? It really was in the military when it was created. So start with like self-awareness. Know your strengths. If you don't know your strengths, how do you expect anybody else to see them, right? Know what your challenges are and know what your values are. That's the first step of owning your presence. Reflect on what makes you feel confident and centered and then leverage that. How about communicate like a queen? Right? Speak clearly with intention. Avoid the filler words. Oh, and practice saying no gracefully. It is a full sentence after all. I mean, seriously, I have a talk. No is a complete sentence. Okay. So be that person. Clear, concise, with intention. And then use your body language to your advantage. Right? Stand tall. Avoid crossing your arms. Use eye contact to convey focus and authority. Look, you need inspiration. So channel your inner Beyonce or something because she never slouches. That girl's rigid, right? Like, boom. Set boundaries like a boss. Command present isn't just outward, right? It's also inward discipline. Learn how to say no to distractions. Learn how to not overcommit, right? All the things that drain your energy. Treat your boundaries like they're sacred ground because they really are. Oh, and stay authentic. And for me, like me, a little sassy, right? Being authentic doesn't mean being rigid, right? Let your personality shine through in a way that you lead and communicate. You can sprinkle in that little humor or a little bit of sass because that keeps people engaged, right? It reminds them that you're human. But be you and be unapologetically you. So if I were to say, like, here's your command presence to-do list, right? Before you go into any meeting or you're ready to take on, you know, a conflict or a problem or something that's going on, right? here's your command presence to-do list, right? Do a posture check. Shoulders back, chin up, and walk in like you own the runway. All right, next one, voice power. Practice speaking with clarity and authority. You know, ditch those ums and maybes and like, right? Ditch those out. Be very clear with authority. Boundary drill, right? This is what I say, no to one thing every day that doesn't serve your goals, right? Oh, and bonus points, if you do that with flair, it's even a little bit better. Nope, I don't think so. Not today. You're good. Right? But, you know, have a boundary drill. Say no to something every day. Make the game of eye contact, right? Eye contact during conversations. Show confidence and show that you're engaged and you're connecting with them. How about a daily pep talk? All right? Do that power pose before you walk into anything. In the mirror, if necessary, remind yourself of your strengths, right? You can repeat the mantra, I am the CEO of my life, my business, and my attitude, all right? I am the CEO. You know, use a song, use music, something to get you going, to get you moving. One of the ones like I've used for years was Get Your Head in the Game from High School Musical. You know, get your head in the game, gonna get your head in the game, right? Like, get your head in the game. So do that pep talk for yourself. Authentically shine, right? Add a little splash of personality, right? As a way to express yourself. Be memorable when you walk in, right? Let people know you. You know, so often I get called the bee lady, because I often wear my bee necklace or a brooch that's a bee, because it's the logo for my business on coaching and consulting. It's called Be a Legacy and the logo's a bee. So I wear a bee. So they call me the bee lady, right? So, or they call me the queen bee, right? It's okay. That's what makes me authentic. Leading meetings, begin with a clear agenda. Articulate your vision confidently and manage discussions to stay on track while inviting contributions from others. Sometimes you have to cut people off. Sometimes you say, okay, hold on. Let's go back to the focus of what this topic was, because sometimes people get out on rants, right? I know, so do you. I know, so do I. So just know it can happen, right? Handle conflict. So often people want to avoid conflict. And I'm saying, handle the conflict. Address the disagreement calmly and constructively. Listening to all sides while maintaining control and guiding people towards a resolution. Just like I talked about that I did with the conversation with my husband and the employee. Present ideas. Right? Deliver presentations with passion and clarity using storytelling. Look, that's not my favorite thing. I am not that good at storytelling, but I'm trying to sprinkle in the stories, right? To convey the message and inspire action. I know how valuable and important it is, so I practice it. But that does not come natural for me. So just because it doesn't come natural doesn't mean that you shouldn't be learning it. So, you know, present your ideas. Make sure you're doing those with passion, with clarity, and sprinkle in the stories. And then negotiating deals. Approach negotiations with preparation, confidence, and empathy while showcasing your ability to find a win-win solution. It is about win-win. It isn't about win-lose for people in business either. How can we both win in this situation? Oh, and then speaking of wins, you're meant to celebrate your wins. Command presence includes acknowledging your victories, big or small. Like, pour yourself a glass of whatever makes you feel fancy today, right? But keep your head about you. Nothing states that you're not in charge faster than slurred speech, extra loud laughter, and tripping over your own feet, aka don't over-celebrate. I see it all the time, though, when I go out to networking events. Maybe it's the introverts looking for extra courage. Well, don't do that. There's better ways, okay? And that's not it, all right? But have your wits about you, but celebrate the big and the small you know, victories along the way. When I do coaching, often I work with powerful women. And so I say, you know, what's something that you're celebrating this week? Oh, nothing. Let's just go on. Nope. Bring you back. We need to talk about what were the wins for you this week? What worked well? Okay. We'll get to the parts that didn't work well, because women, we have a tendency to want to talk about that first. I want to celebrate you first. So make sure that you're celebrating your wins. Okay. So let's wrap this up with a nice little bow. How can command presence be a game changer for women entrepreneurs? Well, for women navigating the business world, command presence is more than just a tool. It is our superpower. Come on. It helps steer conversations, strengthen relationships, have that sense of authority. Look, that's hard to ignore when you walk in the room like that. By mastering it, women can not only thrive as leaders, but it also empowers others to rise alongside them, right? Isn't that what we truly want, ladies? We want to bring other people with us. Well, command presence is your secret sauce to slaying the business game, right? It's about showing up authentically, communicating powerfully, and setting boundaries with a mix of grace, grit, and gumption. Stand in your superpower and go forth, boss lady. Come on, make this world take notice of what you have to offer, because you've got this. You've got this. You can do this. I didn't learn this. I was a quiet, secret little introvert. It didn't come natural. I had to learn how to step into my own command presence. And that has been a game changer for me as an entrepreneur, into being a business owner, and just as a woman in general. And today, it's your turn. Okay, well, I want to share with you that next week or our next episode, I want to make sure that you join in on that, because we have a gal who's going to be talking to you about something that I often hear women tell me that they are not good at, and that is the S-A-L-E-S, sales, okay? You definitely want to listen in to this next episode if you want to increase your sales for this year. So make sure that you get on to the next episode, because this girl is a pro. This gal is a pro. Okay. And make sure that you share this with your friends. If you know somebody who could use a little command presence stepping into, this would be a great one to share with a friend. Put it on your social media. Make sure to leave a review. You could be talked about later. Subscribe to the podcast. I'd really love the support in that, as I'm just bringing this concept here to the world so that everybody can see how important command presence is and how it can be a game changer for women entrepreneurs. So thank you so much for joining me. Have a wonderful and blessed day.
Thanks for tuning in to Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgens. If you're walking away feeling a little braver, a little bolder, and a whole lot more powerful, mission accomplished. Be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review. It helps us to reach more women who are ready to unleash their power and lead with confidence. And if you do leave a review, you might just hear your name in an upcoming episode. If today's conversation lit a fire in you, share it with your network and join us inside the Hive Society at KimberlyBorgens.com, where powerful women gather to break barriers and rise together. Until next time, keep showing up, standing strong, and heels or not, keep embracing your inner superhero.